Man,
what are
I
the Undertaker?
That old Death Clock record.
Whoa, we're back. Okay.
Isn't it awesome?
Death Clock.
Fucking Death Clock is badass.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Carbondale, Illinois, November 12th.
Hate-a-copter.
Yeah, the Hate-a-copter, dude.
Yeah.
That's the best ever. They need to bring it down. Death Clock is coming. It's Death Clock.
How to Kill a Vampire.
Well,
How to Kill a Vampire? Well, obviously, like, if you're in any kind of movie, fortuitously, you'll break a window.
It ain't about how to kill a vampire, damn it. It's
and
who's going to do
And the sun's
going to
come in and kill
and
the vampire.
And that really is about who is killing vampires out there. And there are all kinds of vampire
Death
killers.
Death by stereo.
There's the wonderful...
Death by stereo.
There's the wonderful Peter Cushing.
Yep.
That
the various incarnations
the only guy
of
that's gonna kill
the real Van Helsing.
Right.
Gay vampire.
The only guy that's going to really kill Christopher Lee is going to have to be Peter Cushing.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Grand Moff Tarkin knows how to take out them vampires.
That's right.
That's not true. If you was it the Seven Golden Vampires? The right? Shaw Brothers yep. meets Hammer right. films? Kung Fu will kill a vampire.
Oh, yeah.
If you got Kung Fu.
If you want to kill vampires, you don't go to the Shaw Brothers. You go to the Frog Brothers.
The Frog Brothers, man. Yes, from The Lost Boys. Corey.
Yeah, if you can fill a bathtub full of garlic and holy water, yeah, you're okay, I think.
You get your squirt guns
if you're
out.
Like your right, Italian grandmother's house.
Okay, like Paulina Herzegova and just. Wait a minute.
Yeah. If you're at your Italian grandmother's house, it's probably a bathtub full of garlic.
So if we're talking about how you know, because obviously if we have these terrifying undead walking around, you know. And
yeah, who's going to protect us from these
gonna
beasts?
Who's going to protect us from them? What are they going to use? So what are the tools of the trade, so to speak, in the
holy water's number one. It's got to be number one.
Holy water.
Yeah.
Steaks.
Steaks for the
crucifix.
Daytime. Crucifix if you're religious. Apparently, they didn't work too well if you're not religious.
You know, Marvel Comics was the ones who first fomented that whole you have to have faith to use the crucifix. Up until then, you could use you could basically take two pencils, stick them together.
Oh, and it freaked them out.
Make the sign of the cross, and the most powerful vampire would just turn and run.
Yeah, I mean, in I Am Legend.
And it wasn't until Kitty Pryde tried to kill Dracula.
Not so much.
I think it had popped up in a few
books
here and
there.
In Omega Man, I mean, and subsequent.
Those aren't vampires, though.
Well, in Omega Man, they weren't, but they were, averse to religious icons because of, their feelings towards, their state. You know, they were kind of repelled by what they were once.
Didn't they have a nuclear bomb, or was that, Escape from the Planet of the Apes?
Because
every Charlton Heston film.
Was that was beneath the Planet of the Apes.
His portrayal of Robert Neville. Well, I mean, they weren't vampires but they were averse to light, and they did have a problem with . But at any rate, I mean, he did. I mean, they repel in much the same way, repelled vampires with garlic and light and that sort of thing. And that's the thing. It's so with the same thing with Last Man on Earth. Is you had garlic work and that sort of thing. Garlic was, the thing. Holy water, crosses or religious icons, depending on what you're really up against. But, I mean, the cross is
I wonder why ultimately, garlic is considered something that would repel a vampire. You can understand, the iconography of, the cross, holy water.
Do you think it's because it was something readily available even to poor people?
I think it's because the Italians have generally fought vampires more than anybody
else. It's before
now we're talking about the tools of the trade and who's fighting vampires here.
The Vatican.
The Vatican, man.
Apparently
I mean, that's in the middle of Rome. Are you going to get more Italian than that? It's just a bunch of guys with bad breath. They're they eat all the spaghetti and then they go fight vampires. They know when the garlic's coming. You could be a priest. Because that's the thing. You don't want your reverend to go fight vampires. You don't want your Episcopalian, whatever you have.
Vatican hit squad.
You don't want, nobody goes to the Baptists to fight vampires.
No.
It's all about the Catholics. The Catholics fight vampires.
I mean, if you want teenagers to quit dancing in your town, you go to the Baptist. Yeah. If you want to fight vampires, you go to the Catholic Church.
Right.
Well, and honestly, garlic was associated with a lot of positive health aspects.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Even in the Victorian era.
Is there a direct relation to, like, garlic and, like... Because it's something I probably should have researched before we did this, because it would be interesting to see, like, why they chose, like, you know, garlic.
Research.
I realize that, like, garlic will cause a wound to, like, infect easier.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
We're freestyling.
Yeah, there's a certain myth that, like, you know, a lot of places use where they, like, take their bullets and they'll, like, cover their bullets in garlic. And supposedly, like, back in ancient times, they would cover their blades with garlic.
Huh. No,
because apparently it causes wounds to infect much easier. I don't know. I don't know that it's necessarily true.
Smearing food of any kind on your, like, edged weapon is probably not a really good idea.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're going to go that far, you might as well dip your sword in shit.
That's a great idea if you've got an edged weapon.
It's like, I just took a big old Taco Bell crap. Here you go.
They said, like, the punji steak traps they used to put poop on them.
Yeah, they shouldn't.
Why we don't cover our weapons in pig's blood now, I don't know.
Well, I mean, that's...
We're too busy drinking it.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Bacon but and yeah, I mean the tools of the trade of the vampire hunter, and then you get to, I mean, there's so many people that have been the vampire hunters, but yeah, the Frog Brothers from the Lost Boys.
Yes.
Who was the other Frog Brother? I mean, obviously Corey Feldman.
It was Corey Feldman Hain.
And that one dude with the brown hair that nobody gives a fuck about.
Yeah, I don't know who it was.
Like
but
Lost,
I mean,
Lost to the Ages, and he's the one. Great. He's the one that like shows all the good comic books and because
he worked in a comic book store.
Busts right? out all the knowledge and stuff.
Corey Feldman.
That's how they knew.
Back
that's
and,
how
like,
they knew
cool.
how to fight vampires. Yeah, they worked in a comic book store.
They read the Blade comic. Books. That's well, Tomb right. of Dracula is what he was
Tomb
in.
Tomb of Dracula.
Now, if you really worked in a comic book store, what are you going to know about? You're going to know about Morbius, the living vampire.
Who wasn't really a vampire.
Who has a mustache.
Yeah. And wasn't really a vampire.
Because if you, got a mustache, you're a Marvel Comics vampire. Because
Dracula
got
a mustache.
Yep.
Marvel Comics has
equated mustaches with vampires and Iron Man, and that's it.
DC's vampire was, the comic book was I... Vampire.
Yeah.
And, of course, in the Creature Commandos, the vampire's name was Velcro the Vampire.
Velcro?
Yes.
Velcro's a good
Before
name
Before Velcro was invented.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Velcro the Vampire.
Yeah, it's
you got comic nerds on this end of the table.
Yeah, so...
fighting against the Nazis. That's how bad the Nazis
Morbius
were.
Had that
vampire
cool,
was fighting
like,
them.
Yeah. He had that cool, like, blue Lycra suit that showed off his chest, and he had, like you know,
that
chest
Morbius.
Pussy... Like going on there.
Well,
that's
the thing. It's
had,
Morbius
like,
wasn't
wings.
Really a vampire.
Well, yeah, but they played him out there.
Sort of a vampire.
No, he had a blood disease that gave him vampiric qualities.
Well, yeah, but that was their explanation of a vampire. Yeah. It was more or less like the scientific vampire.
Yeah, he was a scientific vampire versus a supernatural vampire.
Yeah, not a supernatural vampire, which is really the...
Because Marvel's supernatural vampire was Dracula.
Well, we could have the same talk about zombies with 28 Days Later.
Right, right. Like, I mean, it's the supernatural
zombie
versus
really bad movie.
But no.
What? Which one's
is
a really
terrible.
Good movie?
28 Days Later.
28 Days Later is a good
like
movie. You're crazy,
garbage.
Man. You just hate anything good.
Oh,
yeah.
You just
go watch
garbage.
Napoleon Dynamite,
the only difference,
you scrub.
It was terrible. We run fast and we're mad.
So, yeah, we talked about Peter Cushing, though. Peter Cushing is in my top of the list for vampire hunters as being Van Helsing. But Van Helsing's been treated badly. Through the years. I mean,
They had Anthony Hopkins play him.
Anthony
Hopkins is the biggest hack on the planet. That guy's terrible.
I like Anthony Hopkins, but
you like
not
him because
like
of
him.
Silence of the Lambs. Name another role.
Magic.
Yeah,
Stop it.
Where he played
Stop
the guy.
It.
Yeah,
he's
that's
good
a great movie. I love
he was
that.
Good in that.
He's got the puppet and all. That's great.
I mean, he was. I mean, it's
and
not like Jack Nicholson.
28 Days Later. It's you have such a strange like critical criteria.
Well, 28 Days Later was supposed to be a good movie.
It was a good movie.
It wasn't a good movie.
I disagree. It was a good movie.
It was poorly acted. Nobody acted like anybody. It was just garbage.
Poorly acted.
Poorly acted.
The people in the movie, all they did was run and growl.
Garbage. It was garbage.
How do you act that poorly?
I was
Hugh Jackman's
bored. The only reason I didn't leave in the middle of that movie is because I was with somebody seeing the movie. And they thought the exact same way that I did. So
I was hoping that would bring everybody out of this. Somebody would go, oh, what an awful son of a bitch that was. Hugh Jackman.
Speak on record.
Do you want to know how well it's working out? You want to know how well it's working out? I didn't have to go see the sequel.
The sequel was pretty good.
Was I haven't it? Seen that
I
yet.
I thought, so. I thought 28 Weeks Later was
so
great.
I've missed so many movies, though, so I can't really say anything. But, yeah, I mean, you have, like, the Hunters, like with Blade. Blade is a...
I was so mad about that movie.
Blade was
because
bad.
Growing up, the Tomb of Dracula comic books I had, Blade wore like a red leather jumpsuit, had an afro, and he was all like, I'm going to stab you in the heart, you honky blood sucker. So I'm like, they're making a Blade movie? This movie is going to be the most awesome movie ever made. This is going to be great.
That's why I love the Venture Brothers.
And then I get there and it's
Twilight,
like...
Blackula
the Venture Brothers. Oh, yeah. We can't go that far. We got to stop now.
Oh, no, man. Jefferson Twilight is the best.
Jefferson
Twilight is great.
Jefferson Twilight,
Blackula. It's like...
Dracula's?
You mean, you know, the guy Blackula's. Was trying to be PC and he was like, you mean African-American Dracula's? He's like, no, man. They could be black from another country. I hunt Blackula's.
That's right.
They could be from, like, England or Kenya.
Jefferson Twilight's awesome.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he is.
Voiced by Samuel L. Jackson, and I think one of his greatest roles ever.
Who was the vampire hunter in Blackula?
I don't think I've seen that in 10 years.
Yeah, I haven't seen it in a long time.
That's why I was so... Blackula. Like, my biggest problem with, like, talking about Bram Stoker's Dracula, I read it when I was, like, 13 years old.
You know, I've never made
And I had no appreciation for it when I was 13 years old.
It's a kind of a tough
I thought it was
read.
Dull.
I just thought
it
really,
is dull.
It's to me, it's a movie.
It might not be dull
it's
if I read
a,
it.
No,
now.
It is.
But I have read Anne Rice. I can't, like, be a, I don't know.
I hate to do the Simpsons thing, but Black Dracula versus, was it Blackula versus Black Dracula? I'm going to turn this roller disco into a hockey rink, more like a honky rink.
See, we really did skip Blackula. Blackula's great. His afro,
Blackula is awesome.
Blackula's afro connected to his eyebrow.
Yep.
Yeah. Which connected to his fucking goatee.
Yeah. Yes. He had like the great
a sure sign of vampirism.
That connected to his eyebrows. Which,
a sure sign of vampirism.
He was a hairy
and all your hair connects.
Because in the beginning, like, Dracula turns him into, and he goes, I will call you Blackula. He actually says that, which is the best.
Who's the black undead dick?
Well, he was a
sex machine with all the chicks.
Shut your mouth.
Blackula.
yeah, that's a Jefferson Twilight Blackula Hunter. That's, and then you have, the problem, I think, with Blade... was the execution was all wrong. They made him out to be like, everything he did, you know, was all like, a blade, you know, like he never just had regular conversations with people. It was always something super poignant that he had to say. But yeah, he talked all the damn time, but there was always just stuff for him to, you know, I don't know. It had Tracy Lords in it playing a vampire, which is all right. And they did go to the
Vampire one of the sequels have Patton Oswalt in it? Was he like the nerd computer guy in the second one or the third one?
I don't think that was Patton Oswalt.
I think Patton Oswalt's in one of them. I had never watched any of the three all the way through. I've kind of like flipped back and forth.
Well,
I can't even recall
the
sequels.
Yeah. So but it brings up like the type of vampires that...
Can we go back to talking about Near Dark?
Yeah.
Well, you had like the gun-toting vampires and such like that. You had like, you know... A lot more gun-toting vampires in those movies.
Well, then you go on to like
Underworld.
Exactly. Jason. Where they've developed bullets that have ultraviolet light in them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or the werewolves, I guess, developed the bullets with the ultraviolet light.
Right.
So now they can shoot vampires, and when the bullet, like I guess, breaks open.
Yes.
Light can because I guess
why couldn't
whoever
they just put
wrote,
crosses
whoever
on
wrote,
her.
Whoever wrote
right.
that,
so
whoever wrote
did
that
no,
decided that like when a bullet was fired from a semi-automatic weapon, the jacket goes with it.
Right.
Because when you watch it, you see like the jacket come out of the bullet and the jacket come
really?
Out. Of it. There's a slow motion shot that like made me laugh out loud in the movie, and he fires like. It looks like a Beretta.
Okay.
And when he fires it, like the bullet leave, you see the slow motion shot of the bullet leaving the barrel, and the bullet still has the jacket on it.
Oh, really?
Like the jacket wasn't ejected from the chamber
because the glass wouldn't break when it was fired.
And the bullet itself was like this little piece of glass. Right. that the explosion of gas in the gun wouldn't break the glass. But and then it fires, and it's got like the jacket on it, and then when it strikes it,
gun.
The jacket and the glass break apart, and then there's like ultraviolet light is released.
Yeah.
Onto the vampire, and then the vampire dies.
Mm. Yeah, it's pretty loose.
Tenuous. Mm.
But the vampires had silver bullets.
Yeah. And there were actually a few movies where silver affected vampires.
Yeah, silver has been in and out of affecting
silver
vampires.
Silver always affects the undead.
But then in Bram Stoker's Dracula,
it doesn't
Dracula,
kill them
like,
immediately, but
in
like
daytime.
If you go up to Dracula and you stab him with like a Faberware butcher knife, you're not going to do any damage at all. But if you use silver or magic.
Of plus one or better?
Well, it can't be magic if it doesn't have a plus.
Well, it can be magic without a plus.
Not really. We're going to argue on that.
I don't know if any... I don't know
what I'm saying
is...
We're
going to be like plus zero?
Your Dungeons & Dragons, it's silver weapons
half.
Or...
Yeah,
or, you know,
silver
magic
weapons
of,
cause damage.
Yeah.
Or plus weapons, yeah.
And I mean,
and
if anybody knows... If anybody understands monsters, it's Gary Gygax.
Was.
And those who helped him write the Monster Manual.
Gotta go with Gary. Gary knows how to kill a vampire.
Another famous vampire, Count Strahd.
Count Strahd.
From Ravenloft.
Yep.
Good call.
Good stuff.
Well, nerdy call.
The first edition good stuff.
Hey,
and then
can
they
anybody tell me where the first instance of blood comes from? It's not in Universal's Dracula.
It's got to be somebody spoofing Bela Lugosi.
Sure.
See, which I think is the best
but
was
Bela
Lugosi, done.
But Lugosi never living, says blood.
No.
And I'm just trying to find what is the first instance of some dude going... Blah, I'm a vampire.
George Hamilton rocks. I'm sorry.
He never even said it.
No. But he was awesome.
He was awesome.
With his suntan.
Dude, he's awesome. That was the irony of the thing.
Yes.
The most suntan man.
I don't think that's even irony.
Well, the thing is, it was almost a spoof of the Frank Langella movie that came out like 2 years earlier.
Right. But just because it brought to light... Because
the joke was is that he was super handsome and he was Count Dracula.
Right.
Which was the whole movie about Frank Langella.
Candy, by the way.
Yeah.
Halloween.
Why not?
We've got dark Snickers. No light Snickers.
Yeah.
Ham.
Feast.
Ham elemental.
The ham elemental describes everything. And that's an Adam. I've got to give that up. That's an Adam
Heitkemper.
Oh, yeah.
Description. And I miss Adam Heitkemper.
I do, too. I talked to him today. He was at his folks' house. He wasn't going to be able to do anything until after 9. So
until after the sun went down.
I'm
going
to go ahead and say it. He's the greatest member of Destructomundo.
Adam Locke.
He's it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to name who's the greatest.
No. I'm gonna as a listener, as an avid fan, you know, James is the master of ceremonies, but Adam is the glue that holds it all together.
Oh, I love Adam.
Great, dude.
I don't love him in a tingly sort
of
way.
We're going to talk about the A-team now. Ted, mouth breather.
I bought my first pistol from Adam.
Ted's really? Awesome.
Yeah.
Ted be breathing all over the microphone.
Ted actually actively patrols for werewolves, I have you know.
On his bike.
Dude, he walks.
On his bicycle.
He walks the street and patrols for werewolves. I've called him plenty of times. What are you up to? Patrolling. Which brings us, you know, kind of back to where we were with...
Hunters.
Hunters. Buffy. Now, a lot of people hate it. I love Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I'm a big Buffy
fan. I've only seen the movie, and I enjoyed the movie.
Oh, the movie.
The movie. I did like the movie.
The
movie doesn't compare.
Yeah, I'm a big, like, series fan.
See, I don't have
that
Pee-wee
Herman. Yeah, the movie was kind of
I like
little
Pee-wee Herman. I'm a big
well,
the
see,
man.
You're
no
looking at
that.
It through the lenses of somebody who watches the TV show.
I love
when
the
I first saw the movie, it was a very funny movie. It was enjoyable.
It was okay. I don't think I would have...
I mean, didn't say it deserves like the Oscar for greatest movie ever, like like Highlander got. Have you ever seen Talladega Nights?
Oh God!
But it was an
Kurgan
enjoyable
a
movie.
No. But Buffy deserves a place in history as a qualified
a place for
vampire
Rutger Hauer to release his inner fag.
We see Van. Rucker Howard plays two vampires. He plays Dracula in Dracula 2000, like the Ascension.
Oh, God, that was awful.
And the one that, before that, the one with Jason Scott Lee. Or is it after that? Dracula 2000 had, Dracula in New Orleans and, what's his name from Train Spotting was in it? Hackers. He's like the heir to the Van Helsings and stuff like that. And he goes after him. What's Johnny something? What's the guy from, you know who I'm talking about? From Train Spotting and Hackers?
Man, I avoided
Johnny.
Married
a.
I've only seen bits and pieces of it.
I know what you're talking about, but okay. I don't know his name.
Okay. Somebody knows what I'm talking about, anyways. he's like a Van Helsing, and he fights against Gerard Butler, and Gerard Butler is Dracula in that. And then
it's the whole Judas aspect that just I was like,
yeah, because he's Judas, right? Right.
It was awful.
But then later, they have like Dracula in the other films as being like just old, from years and years ago, and it changes up the whole idea of it. And then,
there's some that say like Cain is the father of the vampires.
Yeah, that's the whole
that's
thing.
That's a
white
wolf thing.
Yeah. Cain is vampires. He kills Abel, and God punishes him by saying that he will live forever.
Right. The mark that God puts on him is vampirism.
Yeah. So like he's immortal.
It's a metaphor.
Of that.
It's more imaginative than Nathaniel R. Hawthorne's giant red A.
Yeah. But the idea of Dracula in those movies was that he was a force of evil from way long time ago, and that like being Dracula was only like a it was like a conceit, he wore the identity to scare people because it scared people.
Right.
But he was older than that and more of like a force of evil.
I think that's stretching the original story.
Well, it had the whole idea of like the priests that fight vampires and stuff like that. So you
which
have that.
Is dumb.
And then since we're talking about like hunters and that sort of thing, I mean, you have that like renegade priest type that hunts vampires, like which one of the Baldwin brothers is in the Dracula or
Chris,
in the
Bill,
vampires?
Sam. Papa Smurf.
I think it was
Man,
Adam.
I don't remember the fat one.
Aquaman.
And then Adam Baldwin, isn't that the fat one?
I don't know.
The one that used
Adam,
to be on Homicide
Adam
Life
Baldwin's
on the Street.
The one in...
it's not Adam Baldwin from My Bodyguard.
No.
The one that's on...
well,
he's
see,
not an actual
Billy.
Bodyguard, brother.
I know what you're talking
with Matt
about.
Matt Damon and
that
other
My
guy?
Bodyguard's got Adam Baldwin in it. Adam Baldwin's
Serenity.
Not... He's the one.
Who was the bodyguard? Was that that's the guy that was on Full Metal Jacket? That's the
Animal
Mother.
Yeah.
If I'm a guy for a word,
Predator
my two. Word.
Poontang.
What is that guy's name? That guy's
I never
a
understood why in Predator 2 he was like the computer guy.
Yeah,
that was like,
sense.
Oh man, this guy's awesome. He's going to shoot the Predator or something or get killed by the Predator. Nah, he stayed in a van and played a computer.
Was the guy in Firefly?
Yeah, he was in Firefly.
I didn't see that either.
Oh, man, the best TV show on TV.
Derek hates it. He absolutely hates Firefly. I made him watch one night. I was like, I've never
Serenity?
Seen it. You got to watch the movie. And he was like,
you really
got to watch this.
You got to watch the show before you watch the movie.
Yeah, he hates it. He doesn't like, what's his name very much at all?
Joss Whedon.
Yeah, except for Buffy. He hates Buffy.
He likes Buffy but hates Firefly?
Buffy has like 7 seasons or something crazy. Like
7.
That. I mean, like.
It has 7 seasons.
And she fights all kinds of vampires, so there's like.
She's a vampire hunter.
Right.
That's like her job.
Yeah.
So, like, Angel.
They'd be like, wow, Jeremiah, you make a lot of drinks.
Her big boyfriend and
work
stuff
at a bar.
She fucks Angel.
All the time, apparently, and she feels bad about it.
Is Angel a vampire?
He's
super
sensitive Angel.
Yeah,
his name's Angel.
He's a broody
vampire. But he used to be a bad vampire, but a gypsy's curse turned him into a good vampire.
When like he was Angelus, he was a bad vampire.
Yeah, he has a soul, and apparently vampires don't have souls. See, vampires in the Buffy universe are inhabited by demons.
Mm.
And
they are demons.
Yeah, they are demons. They're like,
hold on. I guess you didn't hear me. Fooey.
Fooey?
Yes.
Right. But yeah, that. And there's lots of different kinds. And she's more of like the. You know, because she gets her powers from like a lineage that, you know, they get a mole.
Right.
Some kind of mark, and then they become vampire hunters.
I think mole. That's cancer.
Yeah, yeah. She had a mole.
If
yeah,
a mole
yeah,
pops
yeah.
up all of a you sudden, you should get it checked out. And don't think you're going to become hunter, a vampire right? hunter. You should get it checked out and make sure you don't have like...
Yeah,
you know,
some sort of genetic thing that they're...
Right, know. Right.
The one.
But there's lots of the kinds of vampires.
Sure.
And hunters of them as well. Like... Solomon Cain.
Yeah.
Solomon Cain, and yeah. vampires, among other things. So, like, and then there's we've already talked about the Frog Brothers, but, and the many visages of Van Helsing, but, I mean, what are some other, like, vampire hunters that we haven't touched on. Let me think.
Other than the Frog Brothers and
Frog Brothers,
Van
Helsing,
we haven't touched on.
Yeah, we.
There's not a lot that
we
I can
got all the real
actually
popular
think
ones.
Of.
You know,
I mean, obviously, you've got like all the protagonists in every vampire movie ever.
Yeah,
sure.
Pretty much. I mean, like
one that we've, I guess, kind of touched on.
Oh, the cowboy guy. The cowboy guy from.
He was the best.
Bram Stoker's Dracula.
He was the best guy in Bram Stoker's
yeah.
Dracula.
Yeah, the cowboy guy. He had the
not
savage.
That was not that that was a like a hard. not like he had to like you know climb over a mountain or anything to do this. But yeah, he was the best guy.
He had the savage that savage yeah. rifle. The rifleman.
Well, he stabs Dracula with a Bowie knife.
Yeah,
that's my favorite part of the movie, right there. he's all like stabbed up and shot up, and he's stumbling towards Dracula, and he like his last little deal, he just sticks him with the Bowie knife.
Yeah,
it's like that's awesome. And then like that's the only
that
part of the
movie. Knife?
John Carpenter's
damn
vampires.
Right, it was
James Wood.
James Woods, right? John. Yeah, we did talk.
Yeah,
about
we did.
John Carpenter. Vampires. What a hideous movie. But something
we've only barely touched on is...
The Baldwin brother with the
yeah.
fat
what
guy.
About
yeah,
Roddy
the
fat what about Roddy McDowell in Fright Night, you
that's
fuckers?
That's right.
Yeah.
Or what about werewolves? There have been many movies and books about werewolves killing vampires.
That's right. Vampires and werewolves.
They
don't
figured
get along.
Underworld. We're back again.
Yep. Well, not necessarily Underworld.
Yeah.
We were talking about Evan Costello Meet Frankenstein, who
yeah,
kills Count
yeah,
Dracula.
The werewolf does not like Dracula.
The Wolfman was the one hunting Dracula.
How does he do it?
He grabs him and jumps into the ocean. That's another way you can kill vampires, is running water.
Yeah, that's right. They can't cross running
right.
water. And like
they can't live in it either.
They can't what?
Because they killed Dracula in that water. In one of the Hammer Dracula movies, too.
Oh.
Yep.
The,
he
yeah,
was
the
on
river.
The ice floe, and they were and the guy was shooting up the ice, and he was trying to keep his balance, and he falls in.
Yeah.
That's right.
So yeah,
well, in the book,
werewolves
I mean,
flat out don't like vampires.
Well, like the Count Orlok type character, you know, like kills everybody on board the ship, and
mm-hmm.
you know that takes him to London, and then
what
he
happens
have,
in Frankenstein versus Dracula.
There isn't a Frankenstein versus Dracula.
No, sure there's Evan Costello meets.
There's
Frankenstein.
A Frankenstein meets versus the Wolfman.
Yeah,
yeah.
I thought there was
a now there's a house of Dracula and a house of Frankenstein where basically every monster they could stick in there, they stuck in there.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think they would necessarily fought each other in those two.
Well, he sort of fights him in Van Helsing.
Well, yeah, in Van Helsing, but I didn't want
not,
to bring that up
not
again.
Not so much.
Why do we have to make this canon?
Yeah.
It's just so bad.
Yeah.
Ugh. It's just that end scene with Kate Beckinsale. And like her parents in the clouds, and Van Helsing's all looking up at him, but they're hugging each other because they're with each other in the clouds. I laughed out loud. like it's supposed to be all touching, and people were looking at us like we were hideous people. And there was like eight of us, and we were just
Jason
bawling.
Was dressed as lolcat the other night.
That's what I heard.
He had a God, cat
movie
nice
on her. I thought it was Rat Cat.
Buck.
God, that movie was terrible.
Oh, no, it's so bad.
Oh. Yeah, it's like, imagine playing the video game.
We've touched on that so much more than, like,
there was a video game, PS2.
Or 30 Days of Night, or...
Well, it's because it's kind of hard to crack on those. It's more fun cracking on stuff than...
telling how good things
are.
Yeah,
Dark, it was like great. Bill Paxton's greatest movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bill
it's
Paxton,
like that and Alien.
I'm part of the,
that's all he's got.
Game over.
Game over, dude. How are they going to turn off the lights of the other fucking animals?
But better than Game Over is the point in, like, Near Dark, where he steps up on the bar, and
yes.
he's got the spurs on, and he
yes.
shoots the spurs across the bartender's neck.
Right.
And then he jumps down, starts sucking on the vampire, and he looks back at, who's the guy that played Bishop?
Oh, what's that?
Because if you'll notice, all the cast of Near Dark is the same cast.
It's
Lance Henriksen.
Yeah.
Like, all the way down to Vasquez and all them. They're all
he's the
it.
Bad
That's
guy
right.
in the,
she's in that.
Right, yeah. Yep. She's Bishop's
like
paramour.
Yeah, yeah.
But Bill Paxton's, like, sucking on this bartender's hairy neck, and he looks back and he's like, I hate it when they ain't been shaved.
Lance Henriksen is the bad guy
Lance
in the Brian Bosworth movie.
Lance Henriksen, that's right.
Lance Henriksen.
Henriksen.
I'm old.
And Brian Bosworth.
Yeah, he's the bad guy in the Brian Bosworth movie. Like the first Brian Bosworth
Cold
movie.
Cold as Ice?
Yeah, Lance Henriksen's the
God.
Bad guy.
I haven't seen that.
Why did that
fucking, how did
up?
We end up at
yeah.
a Brian Bosworth
yeah.
movie?
Well, you used to ask me who Bishop was,
Brian
and that's
Bosworth
Lance Henriksen.
How did get a movie and Herschel Walker didn't?
Brian Bosworth's been in, like, many movies now.
Whoa.
Yeah,
almost
cold
a dozen.
As ice for long.
Cold as ice.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. There's the one we didn't talk much about was the
Tarantino movie?
Yeah.
Dust Till Dawn.
From Dust Till Dawn. I really liked
enjoyable.
That.
Yeah,
that's
a
great
movie.
Not bad at all.
Very enjoyable.
Lots
movie.
Of like vampire.
Starts off
action
as a great gangster
that,
shoot 'em up movie, ends
yep.
up as a great vampire movie.
Right, right.
Crotch Cannon.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Sex Machine's crotch
Sex
cannon.
Sex Machine.
Yeah, yeah. That's just a great, great
Caney.
Vehicle.
What's you're doing? Solomon Kane.
But, yeah, I like the type of vampires you had in that, too, where they're like...
The Mexican vampires.
Yeah, the Mexican vampires are great. They turn into, like, kind of bat people and stuff.
Yeah.
They have, like...
They also fight that masked wrestler in a movie, too.
And honestly, in that movie,
man.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, they brought back the monstrous vampire.
Right.
Which, really, before that movie, I can't think of a movie that...
Other than the remake of Nosferatu.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But,
good point.
Yeah.
But before that, like, for 20 years, they hadn't done that.
Yeah, they didn't have the real monster
right.
type of vampire. And
I
they
don't
know,
Life Force was pretty monstrous.
Yeah, but it monstrous,
they were space
yeah, monstrous in a way that they weren't really
good
vampires.
Point.
They didn't have like
and that's early 80s.
They weren't yeah. they weren't supernatural vampires in that so much. And
they were kind of aliens, weren't they?
They were
yeah,
aliens.
They were
space
aliens.
Vampires. Yeah.
Space
vampires.
Some kind of space vampire.
Yeah.
I only said that because it sounded funny to say.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of, like, different kinds of vampires. I guess we really gravitated towards the supernatural type, but there is the alien vampires as well, too. I mean, did anybody ever see that awful, like, Dracula 3000 or whatever?
No.
Like, the Dracula in space.
Like, up
thing?
There with Dracula.
Where they're going to the planet, like...
Was it good as Jason X?
Yeah, pretty much.
Maybe the greatest
or
movie
exactly
ever.
Hellraiser like
Infinity
it.
Or
they're
whatever
going
it
to, like, the planet Romania or something like that. I can't remember exactly.
That, see, that sounds more like a movie made in the 50s than...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
Dracula 3000. We're going to the planet Romania.
Yeah, they...
Sweet.
Yeah, Dracula's, like,
Castle
on board
Dracula
this ship.
Is this Cape Silver?
No, it's like he's part, like, he's actual Dracula, but he's on a spaceship, and it's... You know, really far into the future.
It's like Bela Lugosi with, like, an astronaut helmet.
Hardly worth talking about other than being, like, one of the worst examples of, like, vampires in movies, and especially Dracula in a movie.
Worst examples of vampires in movies.
There's so many. Where do you even
We're going to start with George Hamilton.
I love
see,
George
it's,
Hamilton.
It's a
see,
joke.
It's,
he's not supposed to be a scary vampire
I get
or anything.
That
it's
a comedy.
Joke. It's like getting mad at Leslie Nielsen for Dracula Dead and Loving.
Yeah, that's right. Dracula Dead and Loving.
Or what? Oh, that movie sucks. So
I mean, come on, we're all of age. The Electric Company.
That's right.
Yeah.
The Vampire, Frankenstein, the Wolfman.
Yep.
Yep. Yep.
They all taught us how to read.
Yeah, they did. It's their fault. I got taught how to read by monsters.
But yeah, Tom Cruise is a vampire. Bad.
Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah, Tom Cruise vampire.
I mean, say what you will about the books or whatever that you read. Yeah, there's no way that she was writing that with Tom Cruise in mind.
Tom Cruise is like shooting ducks in a freaking...
Until she saw it, and then she was okay with it.
It's not even like shooting fish in a barrel. It's like shooting fish in like a 5-pound barrel with... A 10-gauge shotgun.
To be honest, Brad Pitt's vampire was worse than
I agree. I've always thought that was a terrible
idea. I only made it about halfway through the movie. I gave up because I didn't think there was going to be any boobs.
I've never walked out on a movie.
It was bad.
It's bad.
I usually sleep through a movie because I figure I'm getting at least some of my money's worth.
Hey, you know who was a good vampire?
Who?
The kid from The Sandlot in X-Files.
I remember
the
that
X-Files
one.
Did an episode where Mulder goes to some
little
like
redheaded kid,
shithead
right?
town in Texas, and it's the kid from The Sandlot, the really funky looking kid that, well, every director cast as the funky looking kid who was kind of fat,
yeah.
and had a whole bunch of freckles,
yeah, redhead.
And he was a pizza delivery boy.
Oh, I know.
And he was
about.
A vampire, and they played on like a really like kind of like underused part of vampire mythos is that vampires are really anal retentive. And that they can't stand to have disorder.
Like Count Von Count.
And so there's a scene where the kid, like, drugs Mulder. And Mulder realizes he's drugged. And he's going under. And but before the kid can fuck with him, Mulder throws out his bag of sunflower seeds. And the kid just looks at him. He's like, oh, you're going to get it. And then starts picking up the seeds one by
really,
one.
Yeah, but
it gives Mulder enough time to like overcome the effects of the drug.
Speaking of really bad actors who actually did a good job in a vampire movie, that Nicolas Cage vampire movie.
Oh, that's right.
What is the name of that? He's great in that.
Dead and Loving It?
What? No, what is that?
No, it's almost... Because he really wants to be a vampire because he gets like bit once by a vampire. And I guess it wasn't enough. And he gets a little bit of the fangs and he eats bugs and stuff. And it's great. Much better than Jim Carrey in the one where he's supposed to be the virgin and then like the old vampire lady with the gay black vampire valet.
Oh my gosh, what is that movie?
Is that Once Bitten?
I believe it is.
It is Once Bitten, yeah.
James is over checking out the interwebs.
A series of tubes.
Which like kind of leaves us here alone.
Well,
like,
we could talk about stuff.
We have complete control of Destructomundo for this moment. So. We're going to try not to mess it up. Let's be really, really quiet for like...
Let's give all the listeners the code word to set off there.
Poontang.
Firecracker.
Swordfish.
Let's talk about like great-looking pussies on screen. I'm going to start with
Do you
that.
Mean like guys who aren't tough or girls' vaginas?
I'm going to talk about that broad in Dragon Slayer where the kid goes like
oh,
in the
yeah.
water and gets to see that broad's bush.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
That's quality trim.
Yeah.
Porky's.
In the 70s?
Porky's trim, that's good trim.
Mm-hmm. That's good stuff.
We're completely ruining the show. Right?
Rosario Dawson
as we
in...
speak. He's going to have to edit all of this out.
Yeah. Rosario Dawson.
In the one about Peter the Great, or no, not Peter the Great.
Speak
Blanking.
English.
Let's talk about Jamie Lee Curtis's tits and Trading Places.
Very nice.
Perfect.
They're very nice.
Perfect.
Very, very nice.
Adrian Barbeau in the Swamp Thing.
Nice rack.
Jamie Lee Curtis got a one.
She got a what?
She's got a one. She wins.
No.
We're lost without you, James. We're starting to talk about tits.
We are set adrift.
Oh, my God.
Our two female viewers have clicked off.
Totally devolved, isn't it? Oh, my God. No, it's a vampire's kiss.
That's
okay. Good stuff right there.
What's the one with the girl that bites the... guys and then they all become vampires, the The mob guys.
Movie. Oh, the mob vampire movie. Yeah, that was actually watchable.
Yeah, the one where she bites the mob guy, but then the mob comes, you know, like interrupts her from like
finishing him off,
and then he becomes a vampire and turns all his mob buddies into vampires.
So it's like the vampire mob.
So instead of like turning,
never seen that.
Because that's another thing we didn't talk about, the mechanics behind somebody becoming a vampire. Because, like, if you're bitten by a vampire, you don't necessarily become a vampire. But in that movie, you did.
Yeah.
But traditionally, you have to be turned.
You have to be drained of your blood, and then.
Well, no,
I've seen that.
There's all kinds of different rules.
I've seen you had to be bit three times by a vampire. You had to have all your blood drained by a vampire. He's had to let you drink his blood to become a vampire.
Right,
that's the big one.
Which I like that one the best. Mm-hmm. That one obviously like makes sense. Like he chooses you. You become a vampire.
Yeah. Right.
Even 30 Days a Night kind of has that kind of zombie effect. Like, you get touched by a vampire and your ass is...
Well, they said, basically, I'm not going to ruin it, but let's just say they try to make sure they don't accidentally create
spoiler
vampires.
Spoiler alert. So,
I don't
I'm going to spoiler alert anyway.
If you haven't seen it, tough shit.
I haven't seen it.
The head vampire says, you know, we have to cut everybody's head off.
Because they don't want
which is a valid way of killing a vampire is removing the head of the corpse.
See, my Rachel, who was on the zombie first zombie show, asked me one day at work. She was like, "How do you kill a cat people?" And
how
I'm
do you
like,
kill
"I
what?
Don't know cat people." And so I like had to call Derek at work and ask him. Like, we're at work. I worked with her at the time, and like I called Derek and I'm like, "How do you kill a cat people?" And he's like, "I don't know. I guess cut off their head." So, like, we figured, yeah, that works for pretty much everything.
Just about everything.
Yeah.
Except for the thing.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
And then it grows legs and crawls away. And so,
yeah.
Yep. But, yeah, you can cut off pretty much any supernatural being's head and do
it'll work.
In. Yep. But, yeah, that's... In turning vampires, you do have the prospect of them not becoming a vampire.
Be cleric.
It's funny. That's the first thing I thought. I was like, man, you got to be a high-level cleric to turn a vampire.
Yeah, turn a vampire. Right. Get your big
cross. And when you turn one, like, all that does is make them flee, right?
Yeah. Though I think if you get high enough level, you can actually
you just destroy
them.
Yeah, you destroy them with your
like
face.
A high-level cleric just burns dummies.
Oh,
that's
awful. But, with the advent of modern machinery, you can really destroy vampires in much more cunning ways, such as the Frog Brothers' use of the squirt gun.
Yes.
To deliver holy water.
Beverly Hills Vampire, Eddie Deason. Eddie Deason, one of America's greatest film actors.
Wait a second, is that the one with what's the vampire movie with Eddie Murphy in it?
Oh, God, that's like a vampire in Brooklyn or something.
Yeah, vampire
that's
in Brooklyn.
That's garbage.
Oh,
wow.
Man.
But Beverly Hills Vampire, Eddie Deason, he's the guy, I'm trying to think of something you might remember him from, 1942, he's the guy with the ventriloquist dummy sitting in the Ferris wheel.
I remember that.
So he's the hero in Beverly Hills Vampire, and he's got the big squirt gun, and it's full of holy water, and he squirts like the prostitute vampire with the holy water, and he says, I quote, "Have some Pope soda."
Nice.
I laughed and laughed and laughed. Listeners, go watch that movie.
So what movie is this again?
Beverly Hills Vampire, Beverly Hills. And of course watch Los Vampiros Lesbos.
Los Vampiros
Spanish
Lesbos.
Film. Mwah.
And make sure to watch The Seven Golden Vampires.
And yes. Near Dark.
Yes. The Shaw Brothers and the Near Dark.
Yeah.
Near Dark, like I said, the word vampire is never spoken in the entire movie.
I think that, yeah, there's a reason.
It was directed by James Cameron's, at the time, I believe, mistress, but ultimately, I believe, his wife.
Yeah.
Or one of his wives.
One of his wives.
And she used, like, almost all of his cast from Aliens. It was done right after Aliens was done. And it's this strange play on the mythos of vampires in modern era.
What's the beautiful thing about it is that they don't have to say the word vampire because vampires are such a, I guess, a force in pop culture that everybody knows by their actions that they're vampires.
And they don't have fangs.
No.
If you notice something, none of the characters have fangs. to drink the blood. It seems like they have to like almost every time they have to cut them open.
Well, in the Hunger, they don't have fangs.
Those vampires use guns.
Yeah.
And but they do speak about immortality. You have Lance Henriksen speaking about like, you know, I fought in the Civil War. Well, what side were you on? We lost. You know,
right?
That kind of thing. And then you have the kid, who's been turned as a vampire when he was like 10 years old, and he's upset, so he wants to turn another like little girl to be his own paramour. So you have that nice little bit of pathos, like, I'm stuck being a little kid. You turned me when I was 12 years old.
So well, that's
been,
like the girl.
I've been 12
in,
years old for 75 years.
Claudia.
I'm sick of it,
Claudia.
And I got a boner.
Claudia. Yeah.
I have one.
I forgot her name was Claudia. Yeah, but they, you know, it's that little kid vampire thing is kind of creepy, and then
sort of like a little kid zombie.
Yeah, that's one. This is a weird thing. It's like a little kid vampire is a lot creepier than a little kid werewolf.
Yeah, well, yeah. Little kid werewolf.
Because I guess a little kid werewolf could keep growing and turn into an adult.
Oh, we left our grandpa.
Grandpa.
Oh,
grandpa.
Yeah.
How do you leave out
Grandpa Lewis.
Oh.
Yep.
Grandpa. I couldn't believe
it. That is a vampire who uses magic a whole lot.
Yep.
And science.
I'm going to make something
super
in the
science.
Basement.
Yeah. Never drained anybody, but.
And his son-in-law
was a Frankenstein monster.
Yeah.
That's right.
His daughter was another vampire.
Yep.
Yep.
And his grandson,
was a werewolf.
Yep. 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 And she just died last
pissed.
Year.
Ivan DiCarlo.
Yeah, Ivan DiCarlo.
Yeah. Is Butch Patrick still alive?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Butch Patrick is still alive. And
Al Lewis just recently died. Al Lewis only died like a year or two ago.
Yeah.
Al Lewis looked that old like the day he was born.
Yeah. Oh, that's so great. We almost left out Grandpa.
I can't believe we almost left out Grandpa. I've got the first season
terrible.
Of The Munsters on DVD.
Oh, The Munsters
great.
Is awesome.
Speaking of which, I'm going to say this here, so there's like lots of people that know this. Do you still have those DVDs I loaned you?
Yes, I
do. Okay.
They're all in a pile on all right. my desk.
That's fine. It's as long as you remember.
Well,
viewer,
now everyone
listeners,
that
please
borrowed a pile of DVDs from you.
Yeah, listeners, please send your emails in to James and remind him constantly.
That I have his DVDs,
yeah.
right.
What are they?
Copies of them.
Super Friends, Batman,
oh,
Super
Friends,
other stuff.
Batman, the animated series.
The Tick.
The Tick. Remember we watched The Tick over your house?
Yep. I
yep,
do.
Yep.
I do.
And,
Oh, so you're letting Filthy Mike watch my DVDs.
Yep. I let him rub his stuff up on them first.
It was awesome.
Made him extra special. So if you sniff your DVDs. Yeah. Or
you're smelling me.
Yeah.
It's not plastic. Mark went to take a break, so we'll have to wait till he comes back. To
I don't think he's a big monsters guy. We can keep going with Grandpa.
Go with the monster. Grandpa Munster is just great. Though.
Yeah, it was a great character,
and you know it really couldn't have been played by anybody else. But yeah, the way that like
why didn't that vampire catch on? Like the wisecracking old vampire. Rather
I don't know.
Than the
That's
gay,
a
young
good
vampire.
Question. Yeah, I don't know. There should have been more of that than there was. In the gun-toting vampire and the young like.
Well, it's easier to make a movie with a gun-toting vampire. I mean,
plus you got to find the right old man because Leslie Nielsen didn't do it as Dracula, and Dracula didn't loving it.
No,
no, he didn't.
Well, he's not short and kind of dumpy and he's not a
that's
Jewish
some
comedian.
Of it,
that's
no.
the thing.
That yeah, Jerry Seinfeld maybe
as he gets older could
as
be a
he gets
good
older,
vampire.
Could play that
yeah,
maybe
good Borscht Belt vampire.
Yeah. Borscht Belt vampire, which is really the home of vampirism anyhow.
Yeah.
So yeah,
it's true.
Eastern European Russian Jews should be vampires.
Should be up there,
right? And that's the thing. I mean, there's so many like. Baltic region vampires.
And gypsies.
Yep. God. Doing your driveways.
It was a vampire story. It was like setting...
cleaning out your gutters.
Where was Mangala?
Roofing your house.
Mangala was in Ravensbrück?
Austria?
Yeah, was that where he was?
I think so.
Well, you know, they almost killed everybody in the camp because of the cholera epidemic that broke out.
Right.
Well, there was like... I think it was a short story that I read where it's like... the Nazi commandant or whatever of the camp has figured out that some of the gypsies that they've got in there are actually vampires, and that's why he orders, like, everybody killed. Because really? He's trying to get rid of the vampires that are killing his guards.
Well, you see, that's the thing.
I can't remember what that was. It was a great short story.
Myself and, let's see, Danny and Bill and Sam all played I think it was the very last time. No, it wasn't the very last time, but it was close to being the very last time that we ever played Vampire the Masquerade.
Yeah.
Played as Nazis. We played as Nazi ghouls, like where we hunted down vampires and drank their blood to stay alive. But I went as Otto Skorzeny.
Yep.
Let's see. Ted went as Reinhard Heydrich. Bill went as some crazy, like, Czechoslovakian, like, secret policeman.
Yeah.
And, and Sam went as Joseph Mengele.
And
Sam's Jewish. And it was just very funny to see. Okay. He actually went as, like, the Joseph Mengele from Boys from Brazil and wore, like, the linen suit with, like, the Panama hat and everything. It was the greatest. But that was a whole lot of fun. And believe it or not, we were the only people to live in the whole thing. Like, this guy that was playing a priest in the game, like, made the sun come out on a giant, like, group of vampires that were all getting ready to kill us. And, like, all the vampires that were there just, like, disintegrated because... I don't know, whatever the rules are on sunlight, this priest made the sun come out, and, like, everybody fried, and the guy that was, like, leading the group, and it was literally everyone there, was getting ready to kill us, because we had been going around.
Because y'all were acting like Nazi assholes.
Yeah, we were Nazi assholes. We were all wearing suits, dudes didn't know who we were, and they were like, what the fuck? And so, like, and this guy was like, ah, you're dead too, and we were like, ah, we're ghouls. And he was like, oh, man. And it was just, I don't know.
I was already passed out at that point.
It was a Pyrrhic victory because ultimately we were still
told vampires do well in the sunlight.
Yep. Sunlight is a bad thing for vampires. Yeah. And that's another.
In fact, that's, you know.
All vampire scientists
and
work
I have to throw it on Anorice again. Like, only the, like, oldest of vampires can walk around in the sun.
Yeah, and apparently if they do, that'll, like, they'll get a tan and everybody else will burst into flames and, like, take lots of hit points of damage.
Yep.
No, they have to make a saving throw versus death.
But the stake through the heart remains the archetype.
What's the safest to have to go kill a vampire because it's daytime?
Right.
He's in his coffin and he's
got to
take his nap.
Lots of that going on in Nine Legend. Richard Matheson's book, we've referenced
kills
them
during the day, burns the bodies.
Right. And
Iron Legend kind of plays into almost every scientific or parascientific way that the Earth could end.
Right. And it is a great, I mean, it's the last guy on Earth, so, I mean, which is to this day my favorite episode, so.
Not mine.
I love it.
I want to be the last guy on Earth.
I want my own food for the rest of my life.
My heartfelt desire is that everyone dies but me. And I like you guys.
See, I just want to be some sort of weird, like, cosmic overlord that completely rules the planet.
Sounds better.
But Xenu? don't sue us.
Yeah, I was going to say we already cracked on Tom Cruise. We're in trouble. Yeah.
Tom Cruise is not a homosexual.
Nor does he,
and he's really, really tall.
Believe in Xenu. He really does believe in Xenu.
Me too.
Whichever won't get me sued.
Yes.
Is what I'm trying to say. So, I guess that kind of brings us to a wrap for the Halloween episode of the show, unless anybody has something we need to add in, because we did almost forget Grandpa.
That was
monster.
Yeah.
He was pretty powerful, man.
Yeah. I mean, he
magic, science... Got a strong son-in-law to help you move things.
Yep.
Who didn't quite get along with him, but obviously always obeyed.
Well, I mean, nobody gets along with their in-laws, like, perfectly.
No, and who really can?
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever the case.
I mean, dude's boning your daughter.
James, you're looking at that thing like, oh, I forgot to press record.
No.
That would be awesome.
It is recording, so.
Oh, I forgot to press.
But, yeah. So, I just wanted to wish everybody a happy Halloween. And
happy Halloween.
Hopefully nobody gets
tricked and gets plenty of treats.
Sure. Lots of candy.
No razor
Halloween
blades.
Is so much fun.
I love
there's
Halloween.
Just not, there are so few holidays that just incorporate the sheer fun of Halloween, especially
indeed.
When we were kids. I feel sorry for the current generations that are, you know, enraptured of fear of candy apples and razor blades.
See, and it's all a myth because, like, if
all
you...
That bull- yeah, there's almost absolutely no instances of a child being harmed by this bullshit.
In fact, there's only one that's actually on the books, and it was found out to be the parents of the child.
Yep,
yep.
Trying to mask
it's
their
so sad because,
their
I
kid.
Mean, Halloween as a, you know, as a child for me was... I'd have given up Christmas any day of the week.
Oh, man,
yeah,
Halloween
for
is
sure.
awesome. I love
and
it.
I, and, I, man, I had great parents, and I got some good shit for Christmas, but I'd have given it up
yep.
without a second thought for that one night of the year that I get to go out all night long and
run around
the neighborhood wearing a
candy.
Costume.
Yep.
Yeah. It's funny, the older that I've got, the more that I've enjoyed Thanksgiving than Halloween.
Really?
It's like, oh, I'm going to eat myself into a coma on Thanksgiving. This is going to be awesome. Mashed potatoes, turkeys.
Well, as an adult,
whereas before, as a kid, I'm just like, oh, I can't wait to eat candy till I die.
As an adult, right. All you get to look forward to on Halloween is seeing chicks dress slutty.
Yeah.
Hey, which is
getting the toilet paper out of your tree in the front yard.
That's what Halloween's for, is to get girls to dress slutty.
Yeah. I've got a taser for Halloween.
Here.
I'm going to taser any kids that
dress slutty.
Hit my tree. And any slutty
soap
kid.
Up your windows. Throw eggs at your house. Flaming.
Ooh,
bag
slutty
of dog
nurse.
Poo.
Ooh, slutty witch. Ooh, slutty devil. Playboy bunny.
Right on. So,
Republican.
So take candy from strangers is what we're trying to advocate. So,
but the joys are gone, man. It's just, you know, that simple, like, Halloween joy. It's,
yeah,
they are.
It's been sucked out of our society, and it's a shame.
But
the war on Halloween. Why didn't O'Reilly do one of those? I've seen him do
the
war on Christmas. He should do the war on Halloween.
We still have the strength of the 4th of July, and we can still explode things and
blow stuff up. Right on.
And that's the only other holiday that I would
still gorge ourselves on trans fats on Thanksgiving.
Give me plenty of fireworks.
And we can still spend way too much money
on
Christmas.
And I can eat fattening food all year long, man. I can't blow shit up outside all year long, so I got to give 4th of July the nod on that.
Yep. That's our right as Americans.
Yeah.
Just to blow stuff up. Or to have sparklers, depending on what state you're in.
Mm. Blow stuff up depending on what country you're in. That's our right as Americans.
Aloha, Cuba. Well, from all of us to all of you, happy
Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Halloween. Halloween. And good night.
Nuts.
To you.